Good afternoon, Alina Jenkins on BBC Radio Solent, coming up to 24 minutes to three. It's Wednesday afternoon, and earlier we were talking about food prices and how they are set to change due to global demand and erratic weather, amongst other things. And we've been asking you if your attitudes towards food is changing. And dietitian Priya Chu is from Southampton, has been helping people plan healthy, filling, economical meals. And she is with us this afternoon to give us some tips on how you can get the most from your weekly shop. Welcome to the show, Priya.
Thank you.
Now, I guess really it's about planning, really, is the key to a successful shop.
Absolutely. The more you plan, the more you're going to be able to save not only money but time, and make sure you're eating a healthy, balanced diet as well.
Now, when you say plan, and you mean sit down and work out what you're going to eat over the next week or even over the next month?
Yeah, I do actually. So what we do in our household is we sit down and we write out a meal plan of what we're going to have just for our main meals. So not necessarily for breakfast and lunches. And that helps us shop, and it also helps us eat in line with the seasons. Mm. So when I'm planning, I'll be thinking about what fruit and vegetables are likely to be in season, so will be cheaper. I'll be thinking about maybe what meat as well is more seasonal, so is going to be, again, a little bit cheaper. And also it's thinking in terms of the environment, and, you know, if you eat things that are seasonal and are grown locally as well, then that's always going to be better, saving food miles. And I find that if we plan our meals, I'm less stressed because I know what I'm cooking.
Yes.
I can plan things that maybe roll together. So if I do a big batch of a casserole at the start of the week, I could blitz that down and use it as a sauce for something later on. Mm-hmm. And it also means that if I've got a really busy day, I'm cooking a really quick, easy meal. And on days when I've got more time, I'm prepared to spend a bit more time in the kitchen, and I can cook something that takes a bit more time.
So half an hour or an hour spent, you know, perhaps at the weekend will actually reap dividends over the week, because you are saving yourself some time as well, precious time for many people who are busy. Now, you mentioned meat there, and I was speaking earlier to a professor of food policy at a university in London, and he's suggesting we don't need to eat as much meat and dairy as we do.
Mm. Absolutely. There's actually been a lot of talk on Twitter, so I'm quite active on Twitter, and there's something called Meat Free Monday that's been going around. And that's been growing in popularity, and we do just eat too much meat. So one of the things I'm quite into is encouraging people to eat less meat, to think about vegetarian alternatives, which firstly are cheaper, secondly can be better for us. So there's links between red meat and colon cancer, for example. Mm. So eating less meat full stop is good for us. And by getting more of these beans and pulses in and vegetarian alternatives, you're getting a bigger variety in your diet. Mm.
And also with beans and pulses, they're really filling, and generally they are cheaper as well, particularly if you buy a lot of them, because they'll keep in the cupboard.
Yeah, and the dried versions, a little bit more planning for those, but even cheaper than the tinned versions. Soak them overnight, or if you're using a slow cooker, put them in with all your other ingredients and they'll cook really slowly, so you don't need to always pre-soak them. They bulk out meals, so one of the tips I would say is if you're making a casserole with some meat, put some beans or some lentils or some pulses in, so something like kidney beans, those types of things. It will mean you don't need to use as much meat and your meal will go further.
Mm. Now, this is all well and good for us grown-ups who can appreciate then that, you know, we can cook that way and would enjoy that sort of meal. But what about people who are listening and saying, my children are really fussy, there's no way I'm going to get lentils into them. All they'll eat is fish fingers and nuggets.
Well, I would challenge that. There's a recipe on my website, which is a lentil bolognese recipe. And that recipe has done the rounds over quite a few families who say that their children will not eat lentils. Mm. And because it's very similar to spaghetti bolognese.
Yes.
Kids love it.
Okay. So what's in that? I mean, how would you put that together?
That's you use a food processor, or you finally chop up any leftover vegetables that you've got lying around in your fridge.
Okay.
So broccoli, carrots, celery, whatever it is, peppers. You then put those in a pan. You cook them down with some chopped tomatoes, maybe some stock, salt, pepper. You add the lentils in. You cook it for about 40 minutes and it's done.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty filling as well, actually.
Very
by the time
filling.
You've added the pasta to
Absolutely.
That to that too. Now, do you when you're doing your planning, Priya, is it I suppose a good idea to look online as well and just see what supermarkets are offering the best deals, where you can get the bog off. Or
yeah.
The,
yeah. And, yeah. Or we shop quite a lot in Aldi, and they have offers on every week on their fruit and vegetables. They have their whatever it is, Super Six. So we will quite often plan our meals around whether it's butternut squash week or, you know, run a bean season. And that definitely saves you money.
Okay, we're just going to get our guide print. Then when we come back, I'd like to talk about how perhaps a slight change in our attitude to food could actually help save us money as well. My guest this afternoon is Southampton dietitian Priya Chu, and we're talking about ways that we can eat well for less money. And I just wanted to talk to you, if I could, Priya, about sugar, because we have become a nation of sugar addicts, which is expensive. I mean, I know, yes, you can buy a lot of very cheap biscuits and cakes, but generally sugar is an expensive commodity. And
yes.
And is it an idea to try, if we can, to wean ourselves off the sweet stuff?
It's a very good question. I think if we go back a few years, sugar was actually a luxury item. And it was one of those things when we were on rationing that, you know, not every household would have had sugar. And now when we look in our cupboards, everybody's got sugar in all kinds of forms. You've got it in biscuits. You've got just normal sugar. You'll have, you know, cakes. You'll have jelly sweets, all kinds of things there.
Breakfast cereal,
absolutely. And it's just snuck into every area of our cupboards and our kitchens. And really, when you look at those products, do we really need them?
And also, it's very easy when you're trying to perhaps eat healthily and you think, oh, I'll buy the low-fat things. But low-fat normally means high sugar.
Generally, I hate to say it, but low-fat is a con. So we don't need to be eating low-fat. We just need to be eating less of the unhealthy fats and more of the healthy fats. So watching how much fat we're having and where it's coming from. Low-fat products quite often have got more sugar in them. And they can even have more sweeteners and more preservatives in than if you were to go for the natural full-fat version of a food.
And also things like ready meals as well, which I know are quick and easy, and they're, you know, there are times, I guess, when it will do, but a lot of them which are low-fat are just full of nasty things.
Yes, they can be. And as you say, sometimes you need to have those meals, perhaps, or they do have a place, but they're certainly meant to be more luxury occasional items rather than everyday items of food.
And also when we're looking to save money, I mean, there are a lot of cheap products on the shelf which have a long shelf life.
Yes.
But just be careful with those, because there's this thing called corn syrup, which I think what came around in the 50s and 60s and sort of changed the way we eat entirely. But it's not very good for you.
It's not. And I think also, you know, thinking in terms of how much food do we buy that we don't even eat as well. We're thinking about saving money and things. So, for example, it's about £12 billion a year of food that we buy that we then throw away.
Which I suppose if when you're trying to plan ahead and you're going to do a big shop, it is easy perhaps to overbuy.
Yes. Buying in bulk can be good, and all those special offers, fantastic, but you need to plan to use them.
So, simple tips then, Priya, to try and eat well for less. What would say, you know, be your top three tips?
I would say cook from scratch as much as possible. For example, buying a jar of pasta sauce or making your own from a tin of chopped tomatoes with some herbs and garlic. You're going to make a big cost saving if you make your own, and then you can freeze it. So that leads on to my second tip: freeze as much as you can. When you see things that are reduced, buy them, freeze them. If something's about to go out of date, freeze it quick, don't throw it away. And then I'd say try and buy in season foods.
Also, you know, support local farmers where you can, local producers where you can.
Absolutely. We've actually, this was a few years ago, we swapped over to buying local meat, so specifically chicken it was at that point. And we now eat less chicken, but we save money. So we're buying the more expensive chicken from the local farmer. We eat less of it, and we're overall making a saving.
Quality over quantity.
Absolutely.
Now, Priya, I know you blog quite a lot, don't you?
I do.
And give some ideas. And what's the website to go to find out?
My website is www.dietitianuk, which is spelt with lots of T's in it, .co.uk.
So dietitianuk.co.uk.
Yes.
www.ingrid.co.uk, and you do blog regularly, and you've got some
I do lots of recipes
and
on there.
Really, really lovely recipes actually, which suitable for your family and fussy children
yes.
as well. Priya, great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.